Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspiration. This is Dennis with Daily Inspirations this week. I want to share some out of Psalms 103, especially for this one. I don't know if it's going to be out of Psalms all week, but for this one I would like to share out of Psalms 103, something that I have been encouraged with and blessed with that the Lord has given me. And it's just good for every area of our lives that we meditate on this. And it has caused me to meditate, and I hope it causes you to meditate on it and really let that soak into your heart, and may you be inspired by the Word of God. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And so if you look at those two verses, it says, first of all, bless the Lord, O my soul. So if you get up in the morning and you say, Lord, you bless the Lord today. You say, soul, bless the Lord today, and all that is within me. We could give it all we got to bless the Lord and to worship the Lord and to call upon him and to draw nigh to him. And bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Lord, bless that you everything that you have put in my heart, that you have put in within my soul, within my mind, within my heart. Lord, would you bless that? Strengthen it. Bless his holy name. And just let that cause to worship that to come into our lives, our minds, and worship the Lord. Bless. That word bless is a blessed word. Let's just put it that way. Bless versus cursing is a big difference in those. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Be thankful for the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. There you have that word bless again. Bless his holy name. Verse 2, bless the Lord. Then we have to bless the Lord again. Same words. O my soul, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. See, the Lord is loving and passionate and caring towards us. Forget not all his benefits. We tend to forget as human. That's why we have to continually fill ourselves with the Word of God and continually in the Word of God and studying the Word of God. And bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Forget him not at all, not one of them. Verse 3, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Who? Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who leadeth, who healeth all thy diseases. Bless the Lord, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who redeemeth. So let's read that again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who redeemeth. So I'm going to from verse 1, where it starts out, verse 1 and 2, start off with bless the Lord, O my soul. Those two, if you take that first little part there, bless the Lord, O my soul, and then apply it to verse 3 and 4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and then verse 4, who redeemest thy life from destruction, who crownest thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Bless the Lord, O my soul, verse 5, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. So thy youth is renewed like the eagles, who satisfies thy mouth with good things. He satisfies our mouths with good things. See, before I was converted, I was cussing and I had a filthy mouth and a dirty mouth and dirty language. But the Lord has blessed my mouth with good words, with sound words, with holy words, with Bible words, with scripture. And praise the Lord for that. I'm sure he has changed you. If he hasn't changed you, I know he will change you. He can change you. The Lord bless you as you go about your day and your week. And may you be inspired and encouraged. God bless you.